Visual programming. The world. At the very core of visual programming is the node with ports that connect together with lines. To print something on the screen, you connect the output port of a text node to the input port of a screen node. And whatever text resides in the text node, or is piped into it dynamically, gets printed on the screen. But this is the most basic interface. It can be argued that this is just a slightly improved spreadsheet, where rather than cells being connected by name or reference by some ID scheme, there is a line dragged between ports. But this is where all the simplicity ends. This is where the future of powerful programming begins. The nodes with ports and lines are just the simplest operation in the system. It is like addition and subtraction in a programming language. It is the most basic thing. The nodes, ports, and lines represent just one visual programming world. Hit the escape key, or click the X in the corner, or maybe the little pi sign on the bottom, and you will zoom out of the world to see that you are just in one box that can be connected elsewhere. The world is like a tray. It is a world of nodes, ports, and lines. But there are other concepts. Countless many other concepts. Countless many other worlds of things. Each world, or theory, or tray, or box, but really we should call it a world, has input and output ports, so that you can connect the worlds together. The worlds communicate with generic OOP objects, or JSON if you like. To keep things simple in the reference implementation, only world nodes exist here. Only world ports can connect to other world ports. There are no other nodes here. Now let me give you some examples to help you distinguish the difference between a node and a world. The user interface of a desktop application is a world. A button inside a form, inside some pane, inside a window, inside a builder of user interfaces. But when you click on the button, this user interface builder world will send out a message on one of its output ports. Thus, it needs to be connected to some other world. For example, an application logic world. And application logic can be as simple as actions that are editing tables of a database. So, a button basically sends a command that edits the database somehow. And the resulting changes in the database are then sent back to the user interface again, so that it can update the screen. Here's the major thing, though. The user interface does not rely on the node, port, and line world theory. You just drag user interface components here, just out of a toolbox onto the application window. It's a different type of a visual programming world. It is the same difference as in computer games. It takes a little while to figure out how each game works, but once you get the hang of it, it's really easy. See, that is why the user interface lives in the world separate from database actions. There are just different types of visual programming, and we don't want to sacrifice any of those types for that uniform node with ports and lines. That would only make things difficult. So we bring in all the good visual ideas under one canvas, and then we allow message passing between those worlds. The database actions can be achieved via multiple methods, actually. Standard node port and line, yes, but also FileMaker or MS Access-like approach, and via a built-in code editor with a virtual file system, just like old-school programming. The message passing is a range of different kinds of protocols: UDP, 0MQ, HTTP, WebRTC, or even plain old event emitter. The type of transport depends on what worlds are being connected together. Is it desktop to server? Is it button to action? Is it app to remote API? Or is it peer-to-peer in a web scenario? Every world can be different, and even programmers from novice to pro will have their own personal preferences. I am personally looking forward to building a comic world, where panels with AI-generated art can be arranged beneath speech bubbles. Here, it will be possible to make webcomics. The output ports out of this world would be the images and their XY coordinates, and the position and text of speech bubbles. I always wanted to make a little comic creator to practice my SVG skills, but I could never justify it. Now, I am really interested into integrating text-generating AI with image generation in such a way so that it plugs into the input port of this comic world and automatically generates interesting comics. To me, this represents a very handsome test of the entire system and the code generators behind it.